We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Teresa.
Hey, guys. This is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. How you doing?
Hi, good. It is rainy and muggy, just drizzling. It's been doing that all day. What's it like where you are? Oh, you're in Ohio.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I'm in Ohio
right now. That's right.
Yes. So it's the same. But when I left Indiana, it was the same. You know, the night before it really stormed. And I think it's following me.
Well, thanks, because you brought it my way.
We need rain, though.
Yes.
We haven't really had a lot of rain, so I think we need some.
Absolutely.
For the benefit of the colors of the leaves.
Oh, you know. Right. Well, the colors of fall, that's one thing that, my goodness, I have, up until this year, I mean, I love fall. It's my favorite time of year. I love the colors. But this year, I was just really dragging my feet to get out my fall decor. I don't want to see summer go. I know. I'm never like that. I just don't want to see summer go. We had a great summer. We've been outside a lot. And
yeah.
I was not excited to see.
Fall's my favorite.
Mine, too. I don't know why fall's it was so favorite. Weird this year. Well, yeah. You have a birthday in fall.
I do. But a lot of people already have their Halloween things out. A lot.
Like decorated?
Yes.
Like at their houses? Yeah.
Yeah. For like over a week now. Like even before October got here, which is fine. Like, I love fall. I love October. I love Halloween. And that brings us to our... Oh, you know what? Before we announce that, let me just say something.
Okay.
So I was talking to one of my coworkers. And I'm like, you need to listen to our podcast. You need to listen to our podcast. She's like, okay. She finally tuned in. And she tuned in to our one about Shiro's. And she's like, you know what? I listened to your podcast.
Nice.
I'm like, really? What'd you think? She's like, I loved it. You know, it was like sitting down and having a cup of coffee with you two while you're talking and just kind of being part of the conversation.
Oh, that's so
I thought that was really, really cool. You know, we appreciate all of our listeners. We have... you know, listeners from 19 different countries and territories and 207 cities. So that is so awesome. And we appreciate all of you for tuning in. But I really loved that comment from her. It made my heart smile.
She exemplified or said exactly what we are hoping people feel like. Just join our chat. Pretty laid back, informative, but we're just two women having a talk, and we would let you bring your coffee and sit with us and talk with
for
us.
Sure. Yes.
I don't drink coffee.
I need a cup of coffee right now. I'll tell you that right now. So what are we going to talk about today? This is going to be a fun podcast, I think.
Right. Something light and fun. We wanted to talk about our favorite holiday a little more in depth. A topic that you brought up, but I love because I have a favorite holiday and I have an answer for this one.
You didn't have to research?
No. I already know what I'm going to say.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't have to think funny. About it. It's too easy for me.
Oh, that is so funny. What is your favorite holiday? Start us off here.
All right. So Easter. So I know that Easter is commemorating the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, but not in my family. Not to make light of Easter and what it means, but that's just not the focus of our family Easter celebrations. So I was 18 and my grandmother, who was ill, she had been sick for a while, but she had a good sense of humor and she thought it would be fun to have us go hunt for Easter eggs. And I'm the oldest of 7 grandchildren, and I was 17 or 18 at the time. So she put little headband bunny ears on us and made us go out into the backyard and hunt eggs. And when we brought the eggs in, they had numbers in them, and we pulled out our numbers, and she had gag gifts for all of us. So the boys got high heels, just things that would embarrass us, things that would tell stories, and we laughed and laughed for hours. Okay. That was the very first year. I was 18. That's cool. I'm 42.
Right.
We have done that all of these years. So we went from just headbands the first year to full bunny costumes the next year. And it just kept going and going and going. So now all 7 of my immediate cousins have children. Most of us have spouses. So our group of 7 is a group of 25 or more. I haven't even counted. I don't even know how many of us, you know, easy 25. And we still on Easter hunt in full costume, and the eggs have numbers, and we give gag gifts, and our goal is to embarrass each other as much as we possibly can.
That's funny. Oh, I've seen some of these costumes. These are not just little costumes. They're elaborate.
They are.
They are. I mean, and this is a lot of planning.
Oh, yes.
This is not a simple task.
No. So we've extended it to, it's generational now, and we have 3 generations. So my parents' generation, the middle generation that was the first people to dress, and then we all have kids, so that's the 3rd generation. So we've separated it out, and the parents and the littles have made the costumes for the middle generation, and then the middle generation will make the costumes for the other 2. The other, you know, the parents and the littles. And we never, ever tell what the costume's going to be. It's an absolute complete surprise. So we have to be secretive. We have to get gag gifts. It's a lot. None of us, not one of us would trade it for the world. We do it. Now, COVID has hindered that. We missed our very first Easter as a family, you know, in 20 years because of COVID, but we'll get back to it, and we will pick up right where we left off making our costumes.
That's cool. Don't you like separate adults and kids?
Right.
Yeah,
it's separated.
But you were part of the kids for a while.
Kid. I'm an adult. So now my generation, we dress our own kids. And we dress our parents.
Okay. I get it. So your parents and the kids match?
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
And we do something like seeds and flower pot, like something that'll kind of like go together, you know?
Yes.
It's a lot of thinking, and we've been so creative. The year that the local newspaper came, we were ducks. And thank goodness we were all so embarrassed. My generation, we were all in our teens, early 20s, you know, and the newspaper was there. But we had full duck costumes on, so no one could see our faces.
We were all
in the paper, but we were all in the paper, but we had, right.
You'll have to post some of those pictures on our page.
I'd love to, you know, and we are always the family. If you need 15 duck costumes, we have 15 duck costumes.
Oh, where are you storing all this? That's what I would like to know.
You know, my aunt always stored them for years and years. I mean, we had one year we were life-size chocolate bunnies in boxes. The boxes were 6 feet tall, and they decorated the boxes like a chocolate bunny box. They dressed us up like the bunny, and we had to go inside of these boxes with like cellophane in front of us and try to walk and bend over and hunt eggs. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
she had to make it
as hard as possible for you to hunt eggs. That is hilarious.
Yeah. We've sewn legs together. We've made egg carts.
I've seen a lot of these costumes, and they're fantastic. These are not just rookie costumes.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't even know. Rookie's not the good word. Amateur.
Amateur.
These are professional costumes.
Well, and here's the kicker. My generation does not sew. None of us sew. So we have to make costumes that you don't have to sew.
Velcro.
Velcro, glue.
That's hilarious.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, I love
so,
that.
So I will happily post some pictures. It makes me smile. It's really our best childhood and adult memories. It's been a blast. So how about you? What would be your favorite holiday?
This is hard, okay?
Okay.
To kind of separate these things because they mean different things to me. But my favorite, I think, is Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting that answer. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't
so
know.
Thanksgiving, I just love the whole thing that family gets together, you're cooking, you're the smell of turkey and stuffing, the traditions that come with Thanksgiving, just everyone together, just relaxing. It's a very relaxing holiday. There's no gifts involved. You don't have to worry about buying things. You just come together as a family and give thanks. I love that. I love Thanksgiving. Love, love, love. I love cooking.
Well, I was going to say, I like to cook, and there's a big component. Do you cook when you do Thanksgiving? Like historically in the past years, like do you make the whole meal?
Yeah.
Or do you? Okay.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, you grow up, you know, having the same foods your family does. And when you go to someone else's house, it's not the same.
Oh, that's
you know,
so
when
true.
when you're anticipating your Thanksgiving. So, you know, when
and
you're
it's
used
disappointing.
To your stuff, it is because it's not your stuffing. It's not your turkey. This is not the way we did it. And it's hard. You know, you have, you know, your sweet potatoes and you have your double stuffed potatoes and your, you know, your cranberry sauce. You know, my grandma always loved the cranberry sauce out of the can.
Oh, yes.
And I love that, too.
Like the can.
I love that. But I also love homemade cranberry sauce as well. So I like both, but I always love that. Thanksgiving is one of my favorites. And then probably, you know, there's a tie, like, between Halloween and Easter.
Oh.
I always dressed up for Halloween. And then Adeline and I would dress up. I just love going trick-or-treating and watching the kids go trick-or-treating. It's just a fun little time. I don't know.
And then, it's your favorite time of year. So it's interesting.
It is.
It's fall, and that's your favorite time of year. So you've got Halloween and Thanksgiving during
yes,
that time.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so why Easter then?
Same thing, like with Adeline. So there's a lot of traditions that come with that. You know, the food, the egg hunts, the going to church, going to, you know, buying my mom an Easter lily. There's a lot of things that come along with it that I think about that I love. Yeah. So
it really does come down to traditions, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It does. I mean, I love Christmas and Thanksgiving as well, but it's exactly what you're saying. It's the traditions that we do, and it's the stuff that you do every year, you expect to do, and that's why you love it. I remember one year we traveled over Thanksgiving. That was a bummer.
Uh-huh.
You know, we missed Thanksgiving dinner, and I remember we ate it at a restaurant, and it was gross. It wasn't what I wanted.
It's not the same. I know. I've had Thanksgiving at a restaurant. And you're like, oh, no, this is not the way it's supposed to be. Last year I was in the hospital at Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So I had Thanksgiving meal at the hospital. But yeah, there's a lot that comes with that. And when you're not with your people, you know, during the holidays you love, it's a bummer.
It is. You miss that. I will say for Thanksgiving, I've been to the Macy's Day Parade a couple of times, and that's
I've been
amazing.
Once. It is amazing.
It
yes.
is amazing. It's a fun time. It's a really fun time of year. I bet Thanksgiving would be my number two as we're sitting here and talking about it. Mm-hmm. Just we always went to the movies. So we would have growing up, Disney always would release a new movie for Thanksgiving, and we would have our dinner, and then again, my core group of the cousins, we would go to the movie, and then we come back and eat more, and then just spend the whole day together. And I think Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe Thanksgiving is the number one day that movies are like sell the most tickets.
I think so, because I mean, I know a lot of people do go to the movies. My cousins go to the movies at you know, right after Thanksgiving. Yeah, right. I think you're right. Yeah.
I think it's Thanksgiving. And then my mom now, she will give everyone Christmas ornaments on Thanksgiving because every year it's a new ornament. And my younger generation, you know, my kids' age, like that generation, they look forward to those ornaments every year because they're special to them. And then they put them on the tree. And then every year they remember. It's neat. The traditions are awesome.
That's cool. I do like Christmas too.
Right.
I do. It's just more of a hectic holiday.
It's more hectic and more work.
You know, we've done the cookie decorating for how many years we did that. You know, I've baked cookies and Tiffany would come over before she even had kids. And then she'd come over with the kids and we'd decorate cookies. And then we developed a tradition, the North Pole Express. And we would go out and go look at Christmas lights, which was really cool. And we still continue that. Last year, we didn't do it. Last year messed up a lot of things.
It really did. It really did.
Crummy. But it's fun too. But really, Thanksgiving, when I have to think about it, is just my favorite. The Thanksgiving Day parade.
Oh, yes. Morning, I love it.
While you're cooking, while you're getting everything ready. I love it. I love it. And then and then you watch football later, and then some of you might fall asleep. What is it that turkey has?
Tryptophan.
So half your household sleeping, and then you wake up and then you might go for a walk. I just love that. I love it.
What about the shopping then? It's Black Friday. Did you ever get into the Thanksgiving night / Friday morning shopping?
No, I hate shopping. I hate to shop. So no, I never did shop.
So fighting the crowds to shop would never happen.
No, I'm more of a December 23rd day shopper, the last minute shopper. I'm much better under pressure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course. Why would I even expect anything different?
That shopping?
No, a couple of times I remember doing it. Like my mom's very adventurous, fun. Like, let's just go and have an experience kind of person. Yeah. So let's have an experience. So I've done
it. Some memories here.
Right. I've done it a couple of times. I can remember running into the mall and getting the whatever on sale items. And we had fun, but it's nothing that has been a tradition. No, no, not at all. And now that I have kids, I also have Amazon.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So it's just easier. I've already purchased some Christmas things.
Really?
I really have, for a couple of reasons. There's going to be some hot ticket items for the kids. Right. And they said this year it might be a little harder to get some of the more popular things because of COVID and shipping and parts and blah, 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 whatever. So there are a couple things that are already low in stock that the girls love. And I've already picked those up. Amazon has delivered those to me.
Okay, that's cool. I don't even know how you know that this early. That's amazing to me. I wish I knew, you know, like from year to year what Adeline would want. I'm like, I'm asking her for her Christmas list, you know, like 2 days before Christmas.
Right.
Although last year I did pretty well. Yeah, because I had to order everything.
I think that that's changed it a little bit. And my girls are small enough. They're girls. They're 5 and 8. And it's not hard. I don't have big ticket things yet. You know, they don't want expensive stuff yet. So we're still in that, oh, I want this baby doll or this stuffed animal. And it's still pretty easy.
Okay. We'll keep it that way.
Yeah, I hope so.
You should probably freeze the moment.
Oh, I would love to. Oh,
that's cool. Well, I hope this conversation has actually kind of stirred up a little bit of reminiscing in our listeners' minds about what their favorite holiday is.
And Tressa, you're pretty lucky. This is right around the corner, your favorites. Halloween,
Thanksgiving. I know. I'm excited.
It's here. I'm excited. Your birthday, it's here. Are you going to dress up this year?
We are actually doing a Halloween thing next weekend.
Okay.
So we're going as the Spice Girls.
Okay, which Spice Girl are you?
So this is a little different twist on it. I will put a picture on our Facebook page. But
okay, please.
So from what I understand, we're getting like a red hat, red apron, and then we're actually putting a picture of a spice on the apron.
Oh, yes. I love it.
So it's going to be the maybe spice. Like tarasagan instead of tarragon.
You're going to all be spices.
We're all
going to
be spices. So we're going okay. as the Spice Girl.
We're cute. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So it's simple. We need simple these days. You can't make this complicated because I don't sew either.
So. Right. It has to be easy.
Tape, glue, Velcro. Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. Are the girls going trick-or-treating?
We haven't decided yet. It's Sunday, Halloween Sunday. It's the 31st. That's when trick-or-treat is at our in our neighborhood. We have the absolute best neighborhood for trick-or-treat.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And the local police and firemen come, hand out candy, and we're in like a cul-de-sac. Like, it's safe. It's fun. Everyone participates. Thousands. I mean, literally, I've had thousands and thousands of pieces of candy, you know, if it's nice weather. And the girls, they have a lot of, well, Claire will want to go as a hot dog. Let me just say she wants to be a hot dog. We'll just put that there. I already know what she's going to ask to be.
Oh,
the costume is getting too small, but she's going to want to be a hot dog. And Charlie will be some sort of princess, and she has princess dresses. So for me, this will be easy, like throw on what we already have.
Good. Yeah.
They like the same things, and Claire and her hot dog. Yes.
Good. Well, maybe you can post some pictures of that too.
That'd be fun.
And I'll post a picture of our Spice Girls.
Okay, good.
That'll be good. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the holidays, to tell you the truth. And I hope all of you are. You know, we'll start listening to Christmas music here soon.
When is too early to decorate for Christmas? What's too early?
I don't know. You know what?
You have to wait.
I just was reading something about decorating for Christmas and how it makes people happy.
Yeah, so do it whenever you want.
And it actually has a lot of health benefits. I just read that.
I believe that.
So it kind of lifts your spirits, makes you in a better mood. So I say just decorate whenever you want. I don't know. There aren't any more rules. People do whatever they want, and it's okay. It's okay. Do what makes you happy.
I could not agree more. If you have Christmas lights up at the end of October, good for you. I mean, you know, it always. Yeah. I can't decorate until Thanksgiving's over. No, whatever. Whatever works.
No, you got to do it when the weather's nice, too.
Right.
I mean, that's another
for all of our Midwestern listeners, you know.
Yeah. Yes. You got to do it when the weather's nice, too. You know, so some people keep their decorations up year round, you know.
Okay.
So there's those people, too. And kudos to you for enjoying the holiday the whole year. And, you know, and then some people keep their tree up, but then change it for every holiday.
Oh, I've seen that. You know, yeah.
That's another thing that's kind of cool. It's cute.
Right. And then they enjoy it all year round. Well, I do have to say I'm really bad at measurements, but I would say, well, probably four stories of a tree in my front yard. It's a huge pine tree. So I'm begging my husband. I mean, he'd have to rent a lift to do it, but I'm begging him to put lights on that tree.
You can hire somebody for that. I don't want him to end up like through the roof of this National Lampoon's Christmas.
Yeah,
with Chuck
going
through the roof of the house.
Oh yeah, let's not do that. But the one thing that I love, so we have a neighbor who has one of those enormous light displays that is set to Christmas music, and my kids can see it from their bedroom.
Oh, cool.
and we can turn the radio station on that it's synced to. It's so much fun. We walk to his house with our hot chocolate. We watch it, and there's multiple different, like how the display runs. There's lots of different shows, for the lack of better words. So we can see that right from the girls' bedrooms. And on nice nights, we'll walk down and watch it. And I love that.
That's cool. That's very cool. Well, I hope everyone enjoys their holidays here coming up.
Yes, absolutely. I think we should wrap it up.
All right. Hope everyone stays healthy, especially for the holidays, and enjoys their families and friends.
Absolutely. And thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk next time.
Everyone, take care.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.